star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
All right, I want to finish up with some of the Islam stuff. It's hard to because I got literally hundreds of other incredible clips. Just know this, Ilhan Omar went into Congress 6 years ago with zero money. She's worth $30 million we know of now. And I bet my right arm it's $100 million. Now that's a pirate. And she's got this attitude, and she's here to, she's like the Joker. She's here to take us down and everybody else around her. I mean, you think running slave pits and kidnapping rings and pirate operations and murder for hire, you got to be nice people? You don't be part of that unless you think it's your right and everybody else is animals. Now, here's the head of the Muslim Brotherhood a few years ago, Qatar Al Jazeera boss, Wada Khanfar, openly bragging about the plan to take down America and the West. Here it is.
Every civilization has its own model, and the Western one has reached its final stages. And it is collapsing at this moment in time in every aspect. And other civilizations like Muslims or Chinese or whoever could participate in building this new model.
West has been declining. China has been rising. A new challenge to the Western order has been presented. We need to take full advantage because you should remember when the international order is cracking and weakened, the people in the margin have much better opportunity to relocate themselves and to readjust the balance of power regionally and internationally. And this is our moment. I think they are much more weaker than us.
The United States of America and its allies with China and its allies is coming, which I think it is, it means there are cracks in the world order. And therefore, yes, we need to prepare.
You should remember that the Ottoman Empire, when it existed, actually it did control the passages to Europe from land and the sea. And Europeans could not really breathe during 8th century.
How to establish the Islamic state? Islam aims to achieve certain goals. Yeah, and take over other civilizations.
Conquer these two civilizations. You're going to be in charge of this land. That Islamic civilization is going to be supreme.
Time will come that you will destroy the two biggest superpowers. We need to organize. We need to come together. We need to be united.
We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
You stupid people can't see this coming. So we got a Muslim lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. You got a Muslim attorney general in Minnesota. You got Mandami that took over New York City. Step by step, bit by bit. I think they said we got 89 Muslims elected. We got like four in Congress right now. And about 95% of them are all Democrats. You might find them Republicans sparse out here or there. But of all of the elected Muslim officials in America, about 95% of them are Democrats. And the Muslims hate, as a religion and as a culture, they hate the policies of the Democratic Party. Y'all see where this is going? They're using the Democratic Party as a weapon to destroy their enemies. They're voting to put together a lethal weapon to destroy their enemies. It's like if you got, you know, pests, boll weevils, something eating your garden, you're going to vote to get a pesticide to kill them all. The pesticide's not for you. Pesticide is for them, for your pests. You're going to vote for a police force to get the drug dealers out. You're going to vote for ICE to come in and get the daggum illegal. ICE is not for us. ICE is for them. That's how the Democrats see the That's how the Muslims see the Democratic Party. It's their own private security force to destroy Christians in the United States of America. Boy, that's smart. That's diabolical, man. And they come in and they use their money to give to this party to destroy their enemies inside of the United States of America.
I've seen this stuff for over a decade. I want Vince Ellison on. But I got to tell you, from all the clips I've been seeing for months, it's black people really getting it. And you know why? Because it's black people in traditional black areas that are being encroached on by the Somalis. And the Somalis won't give them the time of day. Won't even talk to them, won't give them a job, treat them like crap. Because they're not even Somalis. They're the slave party clan, literal slavers. It's still legal there. They hate black people even though they're black.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead.
All right, I want to shift gears into Elon Musk, the EU, NATO, how that ties in to Russia and the war and where all that is going. Now, when President Trump first got into office 9 years ago, he said, why are we paying for half of NATO? And then later he got audits and found out we're paying 75%. Okay, I get the old Soviet Union. I get the Cold War. We made deals in 91 that NATO wouldn't expand any. And then all NATO's done is expand up to Russia's borders and start all these wars. And then I saw the deputy head of the EU commission in a clip I've got just yesterday say, Russia for hundreds of years has attacked Europe hundreds of times, and Russia has never been attacked by Europe. And I'm sitting there going, what was Napoleon Bonaparte? What was Adolf Hitler? But again, they're talking to their constituents that they think are complete morons. You're like, what's that to do with Elon Musk? At the end of World War II, the old power elites of Europe were in deep trouble, but they made a deal with the British Empire that had officially kind of merged into the U.S. Empire and Bretton Woods. This is all in mainline history books. Not really on History Channel, but it's PhD level stuff. And they set up the Bilderberg Group to be an intermediary between the old European elite, the British Empire, and the U.S. And it kind of merged their systems. And they had on the shelf a 10-nation plan that was going to expand out to 25 that a guy named Adolf Alois Hitler created. And it was called the European Union with the blue flag and the gold stars and all of it. And yeah, Hitler pretty much invented the modern highways and the Volkswagen and the ballistic missile. And he relaunched the Olympics. He drew the Olympic sign. I mean, Hitler was in a lot of ways a very bad guy and actually did murder a bunch of people and won a global domination. But it is crazy how many ideas he had he got people to implement. And the EU is one of those evil plans. And he wanted to put Edward VIII, this is mainline history, look this up, the King of England on the throne of the unelected European Union Commission. And he was in Germany when World War II started. The King of England was German. And he had to run to Spain when the war started and wasn't even in the UK for most of the war. Now, that's buried in the history books. They always make it about, oh, he married an American woman, so he had to abdicate and step down. No, no, look, type in Edward VIII photos with Hitler. Edward VIII EU plan. Edward VIII to be put as the head of the EU. So the West beats the Nazis, but then they have rat line operation, Operation Paperclip, bring 30-plus thousand of them in because they had intel on the Soviets and all these other connections and all these hidden trillions. And the EU gets together and says, hey, how about we just go ahead and relaunch this son of a bitch? So the Treaty of London in 1947 sets up a steel collective And bear with me here. This is a brief, quick snapshot history. You can look all this up. It's in my film Endgame. Endgame, yeah, there's the King of England, Hitler. And so, and their own documents are public. They said, we don't want them to know we're going to take them over. We'll do it over decades, having governments and politicians we pay off sign over their sovereignty. There's the King of England, Hitler right there. Yep. Start World War II. So, by the way, this is an elaborate double cross plan. It's all been declassified. Churchill was with another group, he himself royal, but not of the same German line. He writes about it in the three-book series, The History of English-Speaking Peoples. They made Neville Chamberlain and Edward VIII think that they were going to do a deal once Hitler attacked Russia. That was part of the deal. They'd act like England was in a battle with them, but then they would double-cross, flip over to the German side, and the Allies would go take over the Soviet Union. And that's why Albert Speer, you know, talked about this at Nuremberg. He was the only guy that didn't get sentenced to death. And then you had Rudolf Hess, who was the deputy Führer, in the middle of all this, flies over in his own airplane, jumps out over the main palace with the treaty, and they locked him up in the Tower of London until his death. And he said, we have a deal. This was a setup. No, you got triple-crossed. And that's why Hitler at the Battle of Dunkirk actually wouldn't let the troops drive the British into the sea and kill them all. They just let Hermann Göring use them with the Luftwaffe as target practice when they, you know, all fled across in civilian boats and stuff across the channel. Remember that? And that's because Hitler had this deal and thought it was all kabuki theater. This is all declassified. Now, I didn't mean to spend 5 minutes on that. It's just very interesting history. So, when Elon Musk comes out and says, the EU is unelected, the EU is a tyranny, the EU is arresting everybody for their speech, they have a ceremonial parliament, but it's only advisory. It has no power. And now under EU rules, they're banning AFD and other parties that are nationalist and populist from winning. They're taking them off the ballot. They've killed 30 plus in just the last 6 months of people in the lead in elections. Because it's a facade of freedom, a facade of voting. And the EU is bringing its regulations and rules in for internet IDs and censorship control and saying, just like Keir Starmer has, we're going to arrest Americans for their speech. We're going to have UN police come over and grab you and take you there. Remember the police chief in the UK, national police chief, saying, we're going to arrest you for your speech? And so it's hiding in plain view that the European Union is a dictatorship. So they have the 47 Treaty of London and the 56 Treaty of Rome, and I've read the whole treaty. It's like 400 pages long. That really established the government with the 10 first states, but they kept it covert. Year after year, getting more power signed over trade, over military, over control. That's why Musk has been reposting on X, maybe pull it up, images that say, this is Europe, and it shows a shot of Europe and the countries, and it says, this is the EU, and it's a blank page. The sovereignty lies with the people of those nations and those cultures, not with the unelected EU. So, they were censoring Trump. They were funding NGOs attacking Trump. Elon went to war with them, stood up to them. The EU was saying, don't let Trump back on X. Soros took billions of dollars of advertising. All that happened. And now the EU has fined him $140+ million. They say billion-dollar fines are coming next. And he and Musk came out Friday and said, I defended you, Trump. Now I need you to stand up for our sovereignty, not just for me, but for all Americans of this unelected tyranny. And you can look it up. It is 100% unelected. And under its rules, you'd say a Muslim runs over people with a truck, even though he did, just happened again in France, kills a bunch of people, 10 people yesterday. You go to jail. You point out a Muslim rapes some 5-year-old girl, you go to jail in Ireland. use the wrong pronouns, life in prison. Ireland. There's a fake clip just came out where she's at a speech where they arrest a guy. And she says, in Russia, you don't have free speech. She goes, now arrest him, and they take the guy away for asking questions. That's Ursula von der Leyen. Unelected. Got paid hundreds of millions of dollars to run the COVID fraud herself. She's a criminal, but she's unelected because they set it up as a dictatorship. It's not Nazi. It's a Nazi plan. And so you have these globalist criminals in the nation states transferring their power into the unelected EU. And now it's been complete. And all you got to do is call out the elephant in the room. That's all you got to do. Because it's indefensible. Now, you judge a tree by its fruits. Musk took on Soros, the ADL, the EU, the UK. He is pumping massive amounts of money into the UK for free speech at Tommy Robinson rallies. I mean, it's just fabulous. It's heroic. It's amazing. He could join them. He could work with them. But they want to depopulate people. They want transgenderism. They're anti-human. And he isn't for that. He wants technology to empower humanity, in his words, in his actions. They want it to enslave us. Musk goes nuclear, demands EU be dismantled after Brussels hits X with a $140 million censorship fine and escalating war on free speech. Musk calls for abolition of the EU. Absolutely, he's been doing that. It's a tyranny. It's the new Soviet Union. Top liberal globalist member of EU Parliament, Trump administration is the enemy of Europe. We must stop behaving as if it's a friend. They're saying we're the enemy with the dictator. She's just a ceremonial representative. Want to see the clip? EU channeled 500 million euros to CIA-linked NGOs to promote mass migration regime change and to target Trump, Musk, and others, including me. We got NATO documents 5-6 years ago. They said, hey, we're not stopping with Alex Jones. We're going to get everybody. They list me in these things, just like Crossfire Hurricane, just like Arctic Frost. I'm all over it. You know, it's not like some nebulous thing. Oh, I heard there's an assassination team after me. You better believe me. I'm not saying that's not going on with Candace Owens. With me, it's like, here's all the proof. Here's the CIA, FBI. Eh, whatever. It's just Alex. You can handle it. You're a big boy. My point is, it's the proof of how they're criminal. And look at all this. Pastor Derek Reimer, another Christian arrested. That's in Canada. Enoch Burke, Irish school teacher, jailed following a stance against transgender ideology for life. We got Joe Rogan talking about it all. You can't make this up. And so we have this incredible pure tyranny, and we have to recognize it and understand what it is. So I got a bunch of these clips. Let's start getting to them. There's so many of these. Let's go to Musk explaining the litmus test, and then we'll start going to these other clips. Clip 55, here it is.
Yes, I think as a general rule, you can tell which side is the good side and which side is the bad side by which side wishes to restrict freedom of speech. The side that is restricting freedom of speech, that would have been sort of the Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini's of the world. They had very strong censorship, very strong restrictions on speech. That's one of the signs that they are the bad guys. And so, in fact, a restriction on speech and large government is fundamentally fascist, obviously. So ironically, in pushing for censorship, it makes it very clear that the left is the side that is against freedom, And freedom of speech is simply one of many freedoms that we should have as a civil society. Because ideas should win on the strength of their arguments. They should not win because they are suppressed.
And why does the First Amendment come first, even ahead of self-defense? Because it's the thing that organizes people. It's the thing that debates. It's the thing that exposes fraud. Now, Elon's saying 2 plus 2 equals 2. He's saying water's wet. But we need him to. And we need a champion that stands up for this. All of us have to be champions. But look at how he's attacked by Brazil and the UK, and all of them are coming for him. Because they're coming for all of us. This is a big deal. I know most of you know that. Here's the Heritage Foundation exposing. These documents are all public. Going back years ago, Hillary Clinton targeting Trump using EU funding, where we send the money over there, our taxpayer money, it sends it back here. We have the documents. Directly targeting Elon Musk, Reuters was given $300 million 2 years ago, a year before the election, to directly discredit him. PIs, people infiltrating his family, his business, trying to find something, paying people off. Not just news articles. And Reuters divvied it out to thousands of publications. I've gone through this at a junior level. It's unspeakable. And because I've got a pretty clean beak, and the same thing with Elon, they couldn't ever get anybody. I have people come to me and say, here, I've been offered $50,000 to say something about you. We got a huge civil rights suit about to be launched on us. It's going to take money to prosecute, but we got them. We got the witnesses, whistleblowers, the DOJ, the CIA running it. I mean, folks, these are hardcore crooks. And I know you know that, but I don't just have to believe Elon or see the documents that are admitted. I have experienced this. I have their tire tracks up and down my body. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. I'm fighting. I know I'll be attacked. But again, why I'm under attack? Because we know what we're doing. Here's the Heritage Foundation talking about it.
Free speech isn't a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced.
By the way, stop again. One, I'm sorry. That's Jonathan Turley, huge top liberal law professor, who in the last 10 years has said, look, I'm not a conservative, but the liberals are pure evil. I'm exposing them. And here he is. This is old known. It came out in Congress documents. But here he is explaining this weaponization of your tax money sent to Europe, because then they can direct it without congressional oversight back on us. That's the EU. That's who he's fighting. That's who should be abolished. Go back to it.
Free speech isn't a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England. Free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
And so this is a foreign unelected dictatorship. And if they can stop Musk, they can stop everybody. And right before Trump got reelected, and he should circle back to this, Musk had the corrupt dictator Count Dracula looking judge, literally wears a black cape, in Brazil seize all their companies, all this stuff. So Musk had to say, okay, I got to wait for Trump to get in to deal with this. I can't deal with the nation state. Okay. Well, now the EU is doing it. Trump better act on this aggressively. This is an attack on our sovereignty, on the American people, on him and everything. And I'm sure he will. But this is outrageous. Here's Elon Musk on Rogan. Talk about just on the ground, the level of censorship that's going on. And it's all the same groups running it. This is out of Ireland. Here it is.
The crazy
literally
thing
raped
is...
Literally raped. Like there's some 10-year-old got raped in Ireland like last week.
Yeah, there's literal rape.
They snatched some kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you criticize it, you can get arrested. And that's where it gets insane. It's like, how are they not protecting
people? Literally criticize
it.
Like the, I think it was the Prime Minister of Ireland actually, you know, posted on X. Because after that, some illegal migrants snatched a 10-year-old girl who was like going to school or something. And it violently raped a 10-year-old girl. And there was a, you know, the people were very upset about this, and they protested. The Prime Minister of Ireland, instead of saying, yeah, we really shouldn't be importing violent rapists into our country, he criticized the protesters instead and didn't mention that. That the reason they were protesting was because a 10-year-old girl from their small town got raped.
And if you say it's a Muslim, you go to jail, no matter where you are in Europe and now in Canada. I mean, this is hardcore. It's like North Korea. Here's Musk on the UK government tyranny. 17. Here's clip 17.
Why is free speech so important to you?
At Tommy Robinson's event.
Well, I believe you can't get to the truth of things without freedom of speech, without active debate. There's so many on the left that want to just crush debate. And put people in prison just for talking, as you were, just for speaking their mind. The essence of democracy is it should be a government for the people, by the people. In fact, this is a government against the people and not for the people. And then you see how much violence there's on the left with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week, and people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. I mean, let that sink in for a minute.
So the millions on the street, that's real. Trump getting elected, that's real. All the reforms, Doge, all of it's that real. RFK Jr. in, banning most of the vaccines, banning hepatitis shots for babies. All this good stuff you're seeing is because you got involved, you got engaged, Musk got involved, others got engaged, Papa's being elected all over the world. This is exciting. Yeah, I'll spend a lot of my time bitching when Trump's wrong or doesn't do things perfect. That's great. But you notice it's a competition who can bitch more and say Trump's the devil or Musk is the devil and not be engaged. It's night and day. We're in a total war. I think Musk and Trump have overperformed overall, actually, with what they're working with and what they got. Now, I'll bitch all day about what's wrong to get them back on course. But I will not sit there and lie to you and create all these drama queen infighting garbages all day so the bots all boost me. I will not be part of that lie. We'll be right back with huge news. Stay with me. Nicotinamide. Now that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Revival. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds known to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown, and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates,
massively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our sea moss takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this, a week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product, and then realize this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at thealexjonesstore.com, we didn't invent. We go out. What has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival, at thealexjonesstore.com, and know that it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to thealexjonesstore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms with the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, we can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label, a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at thealexjonesstore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got some news that I'm about to bring out here. And the Venezuelans aren't paying enough attention for this to matter, but I actually have to air a special report that I was already going to air while I think about this. Because one of two things is going on. I started getting calls this morning from five different people heavily embedded in the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies that there's going to be the strike is coming on Venezuela in the next 48 hours. And then, of course, I asked them, well, can I talk about this? And no response back. And I noticed I got the same thing. So let me tell you how my brain works, because I've been doing this a long time. Because they're compartmentalized. They don't know either. They've been authorized to tell me this. And I get a lot of exclusive stuff, as you know. But they're not told why. But the fact that I was given it means go with it. But I make the final decisions around here. I don't work for these agencies. So one of two things is going on. This is a final threat to Maduro to give up and leave. Or they know with their radar and stuff, it's not going to matter anyways. We're just being given another exclusive as a reward. But all the command and control aircraft are in the air, and they don't launch us for no reason. So they're either doing a drill ahead of the final attack or to try to get Maduro to over-respond and shoot some missiles off as a Gulf of Tonkin provocation, or they're about to strike Venezuela tonight in just a few hours when it starts. So I was already like on the edge about this morning. Should I talk about this? But there, I just went ahead and did it. And I went ahead and just gave you my thinking on it. I'm going to air the special report. I was already to get to how good it is that people finally get Obamacare as a giant scam and a fraud designed by the creators they admit to screw you and triple your prices. I mean, how uncool, man. Say what you want about Trump. He's really trying to cut prices. Did he tell people, oh, I can turn this around day one? I'm like, no, you can't. But he's already made all the moves that's starting to do it. We're already seeing, you know, a lot of energy prices. I mean, he's moving the needle, man. He's like arm wrestling. He's like, I'll beat that top arm wrestler in 1 second. Well, no, it might take you 5 minutes, but you're starting to win. Just commute. Don't under-promise, over-deliver, bro. That's all we want. And I'm not bitching. I just have got my opinions, and they're usually right. I'm not a Monday morning quarterback. I'm not backseat driving. I didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. A lot of folks say, oh, my God, you're suddenly for war. No, I understand why Trump's doing it. But one of two things. This is a big feint to try to get them to overreact so we do go in for sure, or the U.S. is going in. And I don't think the decision's been made as of right now. But where they're sitting the aircraft, you know, the big command and control systems, not just the AWACS, all the other specialized ones are up, all the other stuff's up, and it's going in. It's to get the Venezuelans overreact, shoot some missiles off. That's what this is, probably. But everybody in the military has been told they're going. Now, they do that sometimes and don't do it. But they've been told, go, go, go. And the people I got this from have never been wrong. Now, that doesn't mean they could be wrong this time. Or Trump could change his mind. But I got a sneaking suspicion we're going to be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. when the American Journal kicks off with war with Venezuela kicked off. Maybe not. But that's what we're doing here, because this is big boy pants time. This is not, we don't get talking points here. We're not repeaters that sit there and chirp stuff out. That's why the globalists hate this show, is this is an analyst info war analysis in front of everybody. Everything's transparent. This needed to happen. This is what this is. That's why God created it. And your support backed it. God's ready to paint the painting, but you, I, all of us are little tubes of paint put out on the palette so God can paint the picture. So my sources are it's going down. They could be wrong because they want the Venezuelans to get all the chatter. In fact, obviously, I've been told this, so the Venezuelans overreact. I think that's obvious. And again, I was like, maybe I shouldn't tell people how this works. So I wasn't told what they're doing. I can see it. This is to get an overreaction from the Venezuelans. And they hit them in 2 days or something. I don't know. We'll see. I said, I bet the Russians invade in October, 3-4 months later. I said, I bet they invade by the 22nd of February. I think I nailed the date. And then per usual, I had the Russians contact us and the CIA and the FBI. And I got under investigation again. And they said, how do you know that? And they scanned all our stuff and everything got broken into digitally because the feds wanted to know who told me that or how I knew. Come on, guys. Putin didn't want to go in there. He knew it was a setup, but he had to. He's going to wait till in the Russian operation manuals, the last possible date the Russians published, they had to go in by the end of February because they needed time before the ground thawed. It wasn't hard to pick the last week of February as the go date, especially with everything we saw. It's just you guys aren't analysts. You just don't know how to like integrate it all. That's why whenever they sue me, they say, who's giving you the documents? Who's giving you the orders? Me. And it's not like I'm prideful about it or anything. I think this is so obvious. I don't know how you guys don't know all this. I mean, it's like General Flynn and I putting out reports we're in the middle of a cover revolution. The Democrats say they're doing one. I mean, holy hell, they're saying they're doing it? And I've got a, how are you sure, Jones? How do you, I mean, before they even said it was a color revolution, I warned of it. And now they admit it. It's like if I'm at SeaWorld, I'm watching a killer whale flop around. How do I, you're like, you don't have a marine mammal degree. How do you know that's a killer whale? It's just like, what are you talking about? I said I'd go to the report for what I was going to say. I guess I just went ahead and said it. The bigger question is, are traitors in U.S. intelligence, if Trump does hit Venezuela, going to set this up? Because they're already calling blowing up drug boats war crimes. And I got a big stack of news here. Yeah, I'm not going to the Bauman report. I'm just going to this right now. Let's just look at this. Because this is a lot bigger than just blowing up the drug boats. This is about a history of lying scum that think you're so stupid you have no memory. So not only have the Democrats, once it was declassified, had the Senate hearings with the admirals that Hegg says, just like he said, no, Trump ordered it. They had the operation. They called me and said, sir, we're going to launch the attack. Is it greenlit? Yes. He didn't watch the attack on the first boat. He wasn't even involved. He's the Secretary of Defense. And then the admiral testified, no, he wasn't on the call. No, we always strike things till they sink. You'd think the Democrats would drop that after it was proven to be another one of their hoaxes to undermine the military and Trump's command. No, they're all over the news still saying Maxine Waters, all of he's a murderer. Trump, Hegseth, it's illegal, on and on and on. Look at this crap. Watch, Senator Tammy Duckworth caught in a huge lie attacking Pete Hegseth, accuses him of murder and war crimes after watching deeply disturbing boat strike video, then admits she hasn't seen the video. In a live interview. I mean, folks, these people. Look at this crap this week. ICE deports citizens. All lies. Over and over again, U.S. military shoots fishermen. That was a lie. And other misleading headlines of the week. Other misleading? Oh, Admiral says there was no kill them all order on boat attack, but video alarms lawmakers. And he wanted to say, no, Hegg says, like he said, got greenlit it, wasn't involved. They had the judge advocate generals for the second strike greenlight it. Hegg Seth wasn't involved. I mean, do you think when I tell the crew, hey, there's no hand soap in the bathroom, tell the operations guy to order more hand soap. You think I'm there watching him order the hand soap and I make sure? It's just retarded, people. If you own a restaurant and somebody serves a bad egg once, do you think the owner sat there and put roach legs in your egg or whatever? But people call this nuking him. I like Hegseth a lot, but no, this is not nuking him. This is pussy. And I say that to get his attention. Pete Hegseth nukes Washington Post. I don't know where you got your sources, but they suck. They don't suck. They're leaking fake intelligence that's treason to undermine the military and your command and Trump's command. So if you leak legal stuff that's legal, if a crime is being committed, you're protected in leaking. But if you leak something that's a legal order on purpose to damage the mission, it's treason. And if you leak fake information, it's beyond treason. So how about we hear about you're going to find out and prosecute who told the Washington Post, you said kill them all and did all this, who's trying to run a military coup? I don't know who gives the Washington Post their info, but they suck. No, they don't suck. They're trying to overthrow the country. But I get it. Hegseth is an infantry leader and a really smart guy and a great guy, but he's not an information warfare specialist. But, I mean, I think all the listeners don't need to be experts in that, do you? You already are. You tune in here. That's a pussy statement. And I say that because, like I said all week, I want prosecutions for treason, claiming it's classified, claiming it's true, and planting fake information to sabotage our country and kill our readiness ahead of the communist Islamic uprisings. Do you understand how critical that is, Hegseth? Oh, you think, disproven. They're not disproven. They lied on purpose to destroy you and this country. I am so... They call you an amateur on everything. You're doing a great job overall with the mission, the force structure, getting the morale up, all of it. You're doing an A-plus from your perspective. But information warfare? Yeah, your suit looks great. You're well-spoken. Great. Your speech in front of all those generals was wonderful. But stop. You know my number one rule. People say the left are idiots and failures and don't know what they're doing. No, they know what they're doing. Oh, the Somalis accidentally stole $8 million now? No, it's on purpose. Stop saying it's an accident. Stop saying they're idiots. The Washington Post plants these lies on purpose, and you know it. So instead of, oh, you're an idiot, you were wrong, go out and say, we're going to find out who planted false intelligence under national security. Actually, I don't want them damned to hell. I don't mean that's blasphemy. I want them in a supermax prison. Because when they have the uprisings or a war with China or something, or Venezuela, they're going to be sabotaging this thing from pillar to post. I don't know where you get your sources, but they suck. No, they don't suck. They're trying to destroy the country. They're not failures. They're not incompetent. They just missed. U.S. airstrike survivor clung to boat wreckage for an hour before second deadly attack video shows. Oh, maybe Marilyn Mann's a good person, too. So all this must stuff, all of it ties into NATO being a globalist criminal organization, the EU being an unelected dictatorship that started the war with Russia. Russia's ready to cut and run and give us big mineral deals and all the rest of it and cut off China. And the EU says, no, we're not quitting. And we're going to arrest anybody who doesn't agree with us. So Trump is setting up a national divorce. Trump files for divorce from NATO over Ukraine. The updated national security strategy basically explains that NATO is a big threat, causing war, flooding us with migrants. Russia says, Hungary says, the EU says, their defense ministers, their economic ministers say, total conscription, total war with Russia is the business model. It's not Hungary's PM saying this. They've said this. EU planning for war with Russia in 2030. Hungary PM. Let it mean you're hungry at night, folks, means the prime minister. Russian government invites European leaders to Kremlin for diplomatic negotiations. Remember that tweet I saw Musk put out? You're unable to find it? I'll find it. But it shows Europe. It says this is Europe, and it shows all the countries of Europe. And this is the EU. There's nothing there. It's a blank page. You can't let the unelected EU and NATO tell the European nations what to do. That's why the Kremlin said, come here, meet with us. Let's stop this now. Bring back your national sovereignty. Russian government invites leaders of Kremlin for diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, the Russians warned of this, and now there's been attacks on Chernobyl. And they say it's Russia doing it. Russia says, why the hell we blow up Chernobyl? Again, this is the type of insanity we're dealing with that I predicted. Russia rapidly gaining territory in Ukraine as peace talks stall. Ukraine peace talks continue as Russia intensifies missile strikes. It's getting serious. Now, I've got this OCD neurotic thing. I know I sent you guys 500 things today. Literally, it's too much. But I want to find that one thing. It was a tweet. There it is. This is Europe. That's real. That's the people. That's the cultures. That's the real governments. The EU is that. Brussels and Strasbourg. That's all you need to know. That's what you need to know. And that's what Elon Musk is saying. All right, I didn't have time. I got some more time left to get into all the other stuff. But the Federalist courts and the Supreme Court have all been ruling for Trump because everything he's doing is cut and dry constitutional. That's why they tell you everything he does is illegal, to undermine and hope enough idiots in the general culture and the government and the military buy into it. They're planting seeds of doubt, but never with any real evidence. Supreme Court allows Texas redistricting. Reps Al Green and Jasmine Crockett lose House seats in 2026. Bye-bye. Only way these people could be there if it was unnatural. They got 18 seats from the illegal aliens alone, they admit. They brag about it. Bye-bye, that's gone. And ruling after ruling after ruling in favor of Trump. Huge win for Trump. Appeals court rules president had full authority to fire rogue independent agency heads that refused to leave. It's the executive branch. He can fire any one of these slobs he wants any time. It's that simple. And then you got this. See, here's my problem. I'm going to tell you the truth no matter what. I can't help it, actually. My brain doesn't even work like think how to tell a lie. Unless my wife's asked me to look at that woman. Oh, no, honey, I don't even do that anymore. Just makes them love you even more when you don't lie about it. So get your clothes torn off before you even get home doing that. I don't even lie to my wife anymore about that stuff. The point is, because your brain, once you start lying, you got to train it to think about what you're about to say. I'm just, don't even think about it. Feels so good. It is a form of insanity, though, I guess, to liars. They're like, you're not lying? I'm sorry. I'm just can't even do it anymore. It's like a long-lost memory. I was never a big liar. But I lied plenty in my life. Everybody has. Yeah, my mom, Alex, I had a couple hundred dollars in my wallet. I'm missing like $30. You didn't take it. Oh, no, Mom, I didn't. Meanwhile, I got a whole pack of cigars and candy I just bought at the store with it when I'm like 12 years old. And my dad finds it, whoops my ass. But I investigated Trump. Everybody has. Never any connection to Epstein and kids. He's tried to get the documents released before, done all this. First guy to drop a dime on Epstein. So why did he suddenly change gears the last 10 months and cover up? And I told you, because the Queen of England and them laundered their money through him. MI6 is involved. He got leverage on them to roll over to him with Mossad. And now it's all come out in the new documents that it's all implicates them. But they think you're so dumb, they'll just cherry pick and cover up. It implicates and proves the Democrats are involved in all this. But Trump went out 6 months ago and said to all the federal judges and stuff, release all the files. And they said no. So the Trump admin went to other federal judges that could release it and released it. But you're not going to see on the nightly news. And if you are a conservative and you say, look, Trump's trying to actually release stuff, they'll say you're covering up. But look at this. Breaking, Trump appointed judge orders release of Epstein grand jury documents. And the Democrats have pledged to try to appeal and block it. Just like a few days ago, Thursday or Wednesday or whatever, they released, never before seen Epstein Island footage. And it was released in May of last year by James O'Keefe. But it gets better. The Democrats blacked out the names of Democrats that were on the video. And I said, boy, I wish people cared about this. Look, Democrats caught putting out old files, edited, and there's no Trump. But liberals didn't want to cover it because they want to cover it up. And a lot of conservatives are like, yeah, we want to act holier now. It's just better to say Trump's bad, so we're not going to cover this. All right, fine, knock yourselves out. Drew Hernandez is set to take over. I don't know if we're going to hit Venezuela tonight, but they don't normally put all those command and control aircraft up there and bring them in close to the border to play tiddlywinks. So we'll continue to watch that. Pray for our military personnel. Pray for the civilians in Venezuela. Trump's going after the globalist piggy bank. I don't like regime change. I don't trust this, but I understand Trump's perspective. So I'm not going to be a wimp and say I'm against it just so I can ride the fence. I support the president, but I have major reservations. And I'm seriously concerned. So pray for this operation. And hopefully Maduro just leaves and this doesn't happen. All right. Separately, remember, who am I backed by? Not Qatar, not the Israelis, not the Chi-Coms, not the globalists, not any of them. By you. You decide how hard this dog hunts and fights. You decide when you share the articles and videos, how people see it. You decide when you pray with the broadcasts. If we're going to get God's ear, and believe me, it matters. And you decide if we have the funds to operate. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tomorrow night at midnight, the biggest sale ever, and the biggest this Christmas season ends. Buy any amazing game-changing supplement and get any other free. Again, that means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. It's not, oh, buy one Ultra Methylene Blue, get another free, or buy a Shilajit, get one, get free, or the new Ultra DNA Revival that is so amazing, get one free. You can do that. Any other supplement, regardless of its cost, the new creatine gummies in two different flavors, super nano size, concentrated. We private labeled the top producer, but made these ourselves to their big factory. Well, let's just say we private ordered it from them. So it is proprietary, best creatine out there, but our new formula. It's all there. By the way, look at the size of this bottle. Look how many gummies you get right here. And each one of these is a full dose of creatine. Weight loss, stamina, energy, you name it. Creatine is just mad. Look at the size of that. Let me just show you this. Oh, somebody's already been in these. Because I didn't open these up on Thursday. I already got some of them. Who got into my... What the hell is that? A jelly donut. And why are you not allowed to have jelly donut? Because you, Private Powell, are discussing fat ass. But unlike Private Powell, these are good for you. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Even though it's been pilfered, there's even more. Oh, my. Man, one of those. Oh, my God, they're so strong. With a full dose of creatine. Nano concentrate. There you go. So, sorry. Man, they're strong. Wow. Talk about sour. All right. I'm out of time. We got sour apple and blue raspberry. You want to fight tyranny? Well, so do we. And there ain't no organization, I get all the credit, more effective than us. That means because of you. So if you ain't backing us, you got a death wish, quite frankly. Because I'll never give up. I'll never back down, but I could give out. Back me now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. God bless you. Drew Hernandez coming up. Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning if each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo in this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that newscom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee.
Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.